Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle Radio. My name is Monica Lillis and once again we visit the places locals love for their food and drink. Today we head to Dublin, which was recently buzzing with the opening of the city's first coffee festival. The sold-out event had a barista and roaster competition, a tasting room, talks and panels about what's next for the speciality coffee industry, and roasters from around Ireland with their latest offerings. Sebastian Stevenson went with a recorder and reusable cup in hand to get a taste of how the Dublin scene is brewing and grab some recommendations from Ireland's coffee masters. Take a listen.
Sure, why not? Yeah, I'll have an espresso.
Oh, sir. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, sir. Oh, yeah, the keep cup, exactly. I'm not used to actually having a keep cup, thank you. So this is sort of a first-time experience. I attempted to shake his hand, despite him actually looking for my keep cup.
I'm at the first Dublin Coffee Festival held by Cup North, an events company that hosts coffee festivals in Birmingham and Manchester. The festival is hosted in two rooms in the complex, a Dublin City Centre arts venue. The room I'm in is where the talks and panels are, and a tasting room is held. It's where a competition called Extracted Development is taking place. This is where a barista and coffee roaster are paired up together to make a series of coffee drinks for a panel of judges. They are marked on their environmental practices during the performance on stage. There's also a brew bar running where the audience can order the drinks that have been submitted to the judges to try out. Before I head back and around to the exhibitor halls, it's time to get the first drink of the day down.
So this is a beautiful washed Kenyan from a Dublin roaster called Full Circle Coffee Roasters. It's definitely got like a juiciness, but the juiciness is not kind of fully front loaded. It's a bit sprinkly or sparkly, if you like. So that's the first one of the day.
Over in the exhibitor hall, there are coffee roasters from County Dublin, Kildare, Wicklow, Sligo, Galway, Westmeath, and from Belfast and Newcastle in Northern Ireland too, all offering free coffee to drink along with bags available to buy. There's every shade of La Marzocco espresso machines that you can imagine, which is probably why they have a stall here and are one of the partners for the event. It seems the scene is strong across Ireland, so I asked Grace Talbot, Content and Partnerships Manager for Cup North, about why the capital Dublin for their next coffee festival.
Well, I am speaking on behalf of my boss here, Hannah, but it is a sentiment echoed by everybody in the Cup North team, where the hospitality in Ireland and in Dublin, it's so renowned that it felt like such a great place to bring something like a coffee festival. The specialty industry is growing, it's been growing all the time, and it's reaching all corners. So why not Dublin? What a great scene to celebrate, and where else can we go? I think the thing that really blew us away when we started setting this up is the sense of community. We'd reach out to maybe one person to tell them about the festival and they'd be A, super excited, which we love, but B, they were also like, oh, you should speak to this person. And then they in turn would be like, you should speak to this person. So it grew and grew, mostly because everybody was so keen to support and build up everybody else. That was amazing. And I think that's reflected in the festival. Everybody knows each other. You're seeing everybody hug each other. It's such a great community here. I'm possibly tooting my own horn here, but in the events that we set up, because we are seeking to really celebrate community, we do definitely see that across Manchester and Birmingham as well. I think something that is a real standout here that we could all learn from back in the UK, the customer service here. When we came earlier in December to do a ticket launch event and promote it, we went into a few coffee shops around the area just to kind of meet people, maybe give them some postcards, tell them about the festival. And every single barista that we met, they were absolutely amazing. I don't know if I was on an ego trip, but I left feeling like I'd made friends. Like, the customer service was really, really wonderful. That was a big thing for me coming here and feeling like, God, they're doing this right. They've got this right.
So how has the scene evolved and what are the next developments? I spoke to Gabriel Tudorin, barista and roaster at Cloud Picker Coffee Roasters, a Dublin-based roaster. Also has cafes in multiple locations across Dublin Airport. Gabrielle is also participating in the Extracted Development competition.
We have, from the coffee shop point of view, we have a lot of speciality, but the level of speciality and the level is not yet there, but it's growing. It's getting better and better. If you compare with 5-6 years ago, I think the quality wasn't there, but I think was a step forward starting from 2020 when the pandemic started, because people starting to brew coffee at home and they could see the quality, trying different roasters, not from Ireland, from outside. So I think that shift the mentality of the specialty forward in Ireland. You can see most of the local roaster, they are bringing more types of varieties, geisha, pink bourbon, different processing. So that is a step forward for coffee community. I think we will starting to see roaster which are focused to bring different type of experimental processing, anaerobic, carbonic maceration, thermoshock and everything. You can see that is a big shift in the roastery, bringing these small lots or micro lots or nano lots. We're working again with coffee farmers from Yemen. We brought Yemenia, which is a variety from Yemen. Specialty coffee scene in Ireland is on a good path.
I would absolutely celebrate every single roaster exhibitor here. They're wonderful, but I would love to do a special mention to Bell Lane Coffee Roaster. They are a festival sponsor. They have been tremendous, such a great source of support and information for the local scene. Beautiful rebrand they've done recently, so check that out. And they similarly put us in touch with the Brew Lab, which is a coffee shop in Dublin. That's where we did our ticket launch. It was a beautiful space. It was just wonderful. Again, that customer service was amazing.
Gabrielle?
Excluding Cloudpicker, because I'm working with them, I love Bell Lane approach. They're bringing different type of the roasters, different coffee farm producers from all around the world, different processing. So it's coffee roaster that I love drinking their coffee. I love their approach.
I think we need to take a visit to Bell Lane's stall and try out their coffee. Nico, head roaster at Bell Lane, tells me a little bit about what I'm drinking.
So this is Geisha Las Flores, right? From Johann Vergara. Washed coffee, very floral, very citrusy, like a typical washed geisha. But the citrus is actually quite high, you know, and you find the coffee having a very long aftertaste. Super juicy.
I mean, you've described something kind of very bright and adventurous, and it's definitely makes sense for even just tasting it now, but it's maybe because I've been having about four espressos so far that it's very pleasant and easy going. It's not like something that kind of whacks you that maybe some other coffees might do. Is there any tips you might give to someone to sort of better taste coffee, or perhaps pay attention to it a bit better, that allows someone who's probably bought a bag to really get the most out of it?
My thing is like this, like for the, like let's say for people who are just enthusiasts at home, buy coffees from as many roasters as you can. Try to taste something different every time. That's how you develop a palate, you know, and you can really, really quickly streamline what you like, what you don't like, and, you know, develop like your own kind of, let's call it vocabulary of coffees that you like. You know, I like this kind of fermentations, or I like this kind of varieties, or a roast style. You know, you can narrow it really, really well. So try as many as you can. There's no actually secret formula.
For Monocle, in Dublin, I'm Sebastian Stevenson.
Thanks, Sebastian. For more food and drink stories, tune into The Menu every Friday at 2000 London time. I'm Monica Lillis. Thanks for listening.